This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you heard that Winter Storm Juno was predicted to wreak havoc across the Northeast. It was thought to be one of the worst in history for New York City, so schools closed, you might be home from work, and while maybe it didn't bring as much of a blow to the city as we thought, nonetheless, many of us are at home, inside, snow-locked. So we asked our hosts what they'd be doing on this snow day, and here's what they said. Crazy Legs Conti, co-host of Eating Disorder.
Well, as a resident formerly of Boston, when I was a kid, snow days were sort of de rigueur there. In New York, they've been few and far between, so I feel it's important to celebrate as much as possible. I do babysit a five-year-old, which is an advantage because then I can force him into all the activities I want to do, which includes sledding, of course, an outdoor activity. But oddly enough, on the coldest, snowiest days, I like to eat ice cream. I like to commune with Mother Nature. And I'll be on Williamsburg near Oddfellows, which has some very strange flavors. So I think tomorrow is going to be a burnt honey rosemary. And the kid seems to like sprinkles, which are actually called Jimmies in Boston. But I'll let him get whatever he wants, even if he wants an extra scoop. So ice cream, sledding, what more could you ask for a snow day?
Erica Wides, host of Let's Get Real.
I did a little advance strike, and I made a huge lentil soup last night, just to make sure that we wouldn't starve here in New York, surrounded by food. And I'm going to bake some biscotti, I think, or some cookies. And then I think it's just going to be like a nonstop Netflix kind of day, or 2 days or 3 days, depending on how well they plow, because what else are you going to do?
Patrick Martins, founder of HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Well, Patrick Martins is a young entrepreneur, walks to work and works. I try to cut it down to an 18-hour day on snow days. Usually I'm good to work at least 20 hours in a week, in a day rather, but, you know, I cut it down to 18. And for those 2 hours that I have free on a snow day, I shovel. I go and I help other people move all the snow out of the way so that they can get to and from, you know, work and things like that.
Friend of the station and chef owner of Pacifico's Fine Foods, Shauna Pacifico.
Well, you know, it definitely hampers the week for sure. You know, even if it's not so bad where they don't close trains or anything like that, people are just going to stay home for the most part. But, you know, we want to be open to provide a place for people to come get food for as long as it makes sense. But if we're putting our staff in danger in any way, you know, then we need to make a decision to close.
Leyte Sue, host of Word of Mouth.
I am very much looking forward to canceling all of my restaurant meetings and finally actually getting a chance to cook at home. And what I need to cook, I need to recipe test my hashtag Sue Soup, that's HSUSOUP. I'm making Taiwanese beef noodle soup, and it is super delicious. It tastes like if you were to combine French onion soup with five spice and star anise and everything delicious. And I'm going to be doing a monthly pop-up, so I got to work on that.
Chris Kuzmi, co-host of Foment About It.
Well, Mary and I are recovering from an extended night of what we call market research. We went all about Ridgewood and tried a lot of really great beers from a lot of really really new breweries, and found a lot of really great, amazing bars. It's amazing what's happening in Brooklyn right now. It was awesome.
Jennifer Liuzzi, host of Tech Bites.
Well, I think for the snow day, we are going to be baking. We're in a pie baking jag at our house, my house, Shea Tech Bites. We actually did apple pie over the weekend, and we need to make some adjustments to the crust, so it's a good time to turn on the oven and have the house be nice and cozy.
Host of Sharp and Hot, Emily Peterson.
I am so looking forward to the snow day. I was supposed to be at work for my first week teaching at the university, but they're closing, and so that gives me 2 whole days to cook stuff that I'm super excited about. I'm going to make a batch of chili tonight, using ground beef that I got at the farmer's market because we were fortuitous enough to have a winter market the day before the snow day. And then I also got a boneless pork shoulder that I'm going to use the Momofuku recipe for pork for ramen. I'm going to rub it in salt and sugar, let it sit overnight, and then I'm going to cook it all day tomorrow at like 250 degrees until it just falls apart, and then we'll have pulled pork for the rest of the week, and the house will be nice and warm and smell delicious. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Stay warm, everyone. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.